All righty, good morning, 6:34. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. A lot of leaves on the ground.
Yeah, leaves in the forecast.
It's fall, man. That's it. That's
falling hard and fast.
Good Lord, and the temperature is dropping too. Well, I'll take a full look here in just a few. Right now, Rock News.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Bro, your gutters.
Oh, no, I got those gutter guards in. I'm good. Don't even worry about it anymore. Right, I am stress-free when it comes to gutters.
You ritzy bitch.
I know, right?
You know?
Fancy boy now with my with my covered gutters. Rock News Quick Hits. Buck Cherry have released a cover of Nine Inch Nails' Head Like a Hole as the first single from their upcoming album, War Paint. It is on all streaming services. Hollywood Undead also dropped a surprise EP this weekend. Psalms includes two previously released singles, Gotta Let Go and Another Level, and three brand new tracks. And Blue October have posted a video for Daylight from their latest album, I Hope You're Happy. So a lot of great new music out there that you should check out. Lastly, Chris Cornell's widow has sued the late Soundgarden singer's doctor for malpractice for allegedly overprescribing drugs that eventually led to his 2017 suicide. Vicky Cornell's suit claims that Dr. Robert Coblin prescribed 940 doses of the anti-anxiety. For God, give me a drug.
Giving me anxiety.
What? Lorazepam? Have you heard of that? Lorazepam?
Mm-mm.
And also oxycodone during the last 20 months of his life without even examining Cornell. So 20 months and 940 doses, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
When you do the math there.
It's a lot of medication.
TMZ reports that the suit states Cornell was, quote, a known addiction-prone individual, and that his therapist for substance abuse referred him to Dr. Coblin in 2004. So the doctor knew Cornell was an addict. The lawsuit claims that The lorazepam increases the risk of suicide in addiction-prone individuals by impairing judgment and rational thinking. Vicky Cornell and her two children are suing for unspecified damages.
Well, you know, I just never, you know, pills are just weird to me.
Well, and this is a big, when you look at Prince and you look at Michael Jackson, yeah. Cornell, I don't know if Chester Bennington was on any of these. But so many have revolved around where it seems like, oh, and I'm no doctor and I'm not going to speculate,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like a lot of these guys are just, they're going to a lot of doctor feel goods, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are like, here you go, here's your prescription. Oh, you need a loan? Here you go.
Boom, boom.
Instead of treating the problem, they're just giving them.
Well, that too, and you know, you're celebrity rich, you're a celebrity. It's like you can get anything you want at any given time.
Yep.
You know, you just go down that rabbit hole, man. I've seen so many people go down that hole. It's just, it seems like it's hard to get back once you're at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're like trapped.
I don't know. It's terrible that there's still these things going on, and I hope we get all the answers and they get all the answers they want. But that's,
you know, drugs are fine to a point, but once they get to a point,
a little bit of drugs is fine.
A little bit of drugs,
a little
is
bit
fine.
Of cocaine, that's fine.
I'm talking about prescription drugs.
Just a scotch of meth, not a big deal.
Yeah, you're fine.
Couple lines of heroin, you're okay.
No, that's not.
A few drops
right
of LSD, a bag of shrooms, you're fine.
Yeah. Just don't go past the breaking point.
Just don't go past.
You know?
It's all right. A few hundred ibuprofen, you're okay. It's when you mix in the whiskey that you have the problems. You're a terrible influence.
I'm a terrible influence. The plan.